In Australia, most gambling is done on coin-operated poker machines. These pokies, as they're called, provide important revenue to many sports and social clubs in a country where gambling restrictions are lighter than they are here. But NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports that concerns about addiction, as well as the government's slim majority in parliament, have made the regulation of pokies a hot political issue.
It's a weekday night at the Welcome Stranger pub in downtown Melbourne. Tom Cummings, who used to be a regular here, shows me around the gaming room.
This machine here, which is called Shaman's Magic, it has four different jackpots that you can win. If you'd like to give it a whirl, you can see how you go.
All right, in goes the dollar coin.
The machines here take $50 bills. You can lose $1,200 in an hour, and a win on a pokie is not always what it appears to be.
That was a win?
That was a win of 20 cents. But it costs you 50 cents to win it. It's what the industry calls a loss disguised as a win. It sounds like a win, the symbols flash on the screen, but you've actually lost money.
The reason Cummings is explaining and not playing is that in 1995, at age 24, he got hooked on pokies. His habit cost him hundreds of dollars a day. After 3 years, he was broke and $30,000 in debt. He fooled himself into thinking he could beat the machines and win it back, he says, and he deceived those around him to conceal his addiction.
I was addicted to playing poker machines, but I was also trapped in a lie that I couldn't get out of without exposing what I was doing. So the lie just kept on building and building. I became so good at lying that it would actually scare me at how easily I was able to just rattle off something.
Cummings' facade collapsed one evening when his fiancée went to a cash machine and found the bank account was empty.
And she came to me and said, "Where is the money?" And for the first time in years, I couldn't think of a single explanation I could give her that would actually satisfy the question. And then I just had to say, "I'm sorry, but I've spent it all on poker machines." And she broke down. She was horrified because she had no idea.
Australians spend an estimated $13 billion a year on poker machines in pubs, clubs, hotels, and casinos. Richard Evans is executive director of Clubs Victoria, which represents the state's not-for-profit clubs. He says gambling is a matter of personal choice, which the government should stay out of.
If someone's spending tens of thousands of dollars a night, they're either out of control or they want to spend tens of thousands of dollars a night. Who are we to stop someone who wants to spend tens of thousands of dollars a night on gambling? It's not my form of recreation, but it might be someone else's.
Besides, he says, gambling is part of Australia's culture.
The old adage of betting on two flies crawling up the wall who would get to the top first is a cliche, but it's quite true about Australians. They like to have a bet.
Last year, Prime Minister Julia Gillard promised that in future, poker machine players would have to set a daily limit on how much they were prepared to lose. Her real aim, critics say, was to cut a deal with an anti-gambling lawmaker whose backing would give her a majority in Australia's hung parliament. But the clubs threatened a campaign against anti-gambling MPs, and Gillard retreated, calling only for voluntary daily limits and pushing the reforms back 2 years. Dr. Charles Livingston, an expert on gambling and public health at Melbourne's Monash University, voices his frustration.
As one of the commentators said, it looks like the poker machine lobby in Australia is more powerful than the government. And I have to say, it's pretty hard to disagree with that view.
Livingston quotes research showing that 40% of the money put into the pokies comes from problem gamblers. He accuses the pokies industry of preying on society's most vulnerable members, wiping out traditional businesses, and imposing a sterile monoculture on Australian suburbia.
Australian cities are ringed with suburb after suburb, all of which have been built in the last few years. Lots of people, not much to do, and those are the places which are the true face of poker machine gambling in Australia.
Livingston cites survey findings that 70% of Australians feel that pokie gambling is out of control and want more regulation. Meanwhile, the balance of power in Parliament is shifting. So now the Prime Minister may be looking again at cutting a deal with anti-gambling lawmakers. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Canberra.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.